Prince, a question on everyone's lips at this time is, how long will this last? For how long will public gatherings be curtailed? How long will we have to practice self-isolation and physical distancing? The answer is readily available. No one knows, at least not for sure. And the responses coming from those with the greatest knowledge and experience of these things are not among the most optimistic. The simple truth is that the future is not ours to see. In fact, until the crest of this outbreak passes, projections about the future are just guesses. And even when that time comes, the answers will not be certifiably accurate or universally endorsed. Of course, that's the way the future always is. Unknown. But now it seems even more so. By force of will and mutual encouragement, we must choose to live through this era of uncertainty. Even our faith doesn't supply us with all the answers, at least not to our specific questions. It may seem escapist to some, but to people of faith, the one consistent thing we have proclaimed about the future throughout the generations is that the future is in God's hands. That doesn't answer our questions about next month, nor does it guarantee that the days ahead will be smooth and easy, but it does offer the sort of peace of mind that reading the daily news just won't provide. So, as these days of challenge loom before us, remember that the Lord is still the Lord. Remember that hope and even peace reside in Him. Then trust Him to shepherd you through. And so, in these days also, we say, as the psalmist said so long ago, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This is just another thought for these days.